You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at RSS.com.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
What is going on, guys? Welcome back to the Play Action Podcast. I'm Manny O'Hara, and of course, I'm here with Vinny Jackson. Vinny, how are you doing?
I honestly could be doing better after this Super Bowl, which, hey, at least we're here making a little episode, yes. Which has never really happened in the past. And as we're recording this, we got the game on right here. There's less than a minute left. Mm-hmm. So it's basically over, and I don't know, man. And give us your just raw take thoughts here.
I mean, the first half of this game was got to be one of the most boring football experience. Honestly, the first three quarters of this game was the most boring experience I have ever had. And I mean, now we're watching it. Drake May is just doing nothing.
We got to give credit to the defense. Like, obviously, first three quarters, no touchdowns allowed by either side. Seattle had four field goals. But I mean, you got to give credit. Like, the defense was playing
defense was playing really good. But I don't even think the Patriots defense was doing, other than, like, Christian Gonzalez.
Yeah, he was locking down people. And then, all of a sudden, this fourth quarter, they score 30 points in total. So the over in points,
I think it was 45.5.
So no. But yeah, Seattle -4.5 seems to be a pretty
easy
cake line. If you just look at the end score here, you could be like, okay, yeah, this went how I expected. 29-13, which is probably what it's about to end with. But it was the score doesn't really tell the full game.
Yeah, like, definitely not. Both quarterbacks just weren't completing passes.
They both have 200 yards, but that doesn't seem accurate.
Drake May's heaving one up. It's deep.
And the triple coverage.
And it's just nowhere close. I mean, yeah, this game, to me, it's, you look at it now, and you see 29-13, and you're like, wow, that must have been a decent game. I mean, sure, it's kind of a blow-up, but you're probably like, decent game. No, this was honestly, like, one of the most boring games I've watched in a while, and it sucks, because it's the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
I feel like we're expecting so much.
Like, if this wasn't the Super Bowl, this would be a game that, like, we probably wouldn't even talk about in the week.
Honestly.
And there's so many good games this year. Like, a lot of the Thursday nighters are like Sunday nighters this year. I mean, we could be a little biased because none of our bets really hit.
Yes, that was the other thing.
Yeah, we're probably a little biased on that.
We placed a ton of bets before the game. Obviously nothing like too much money-wise, but we placed so many bets and none of them hit.
Obviously, I guess our fault, like, they were all pretty much, like, over bets and, like, predicting somewhat of high scoring and stuff, which I guess, again, you look at the final score, there was a decent bit of scores, but only how many touchdowns in total? Three touchdowns in total.
Yes, but, like,
or offensive touchdowns in total.
Yeah, three offensive touchdowns. But, I mean, I would argue that the both the Patriots' offensive touchdowns were garbage time. It didn't matter by the time that happened.
Seattle had a defensive touchdown, and then Barner caught one.
Yes.
And also, like, if you pull up the receiving stats here, which I think you might have, yeah, you predicted.
Yeah, so I actually predicted Mac Hollins to lead the game in receiving yards, and he did. So, kind of crazy, but, I mean, yeah, just nothing was falling for us betting-wise. Kenneth Walker obviously played really good, 135 yards, but a really annoying thing is one of our bets that we placed would have hit if George Helani, the backup running back, got more than two carries. The guy got two carries.
Yeah, which I mean, I guess he's no Charbonnet, but
still though,
Charbonnet was getting a lot of usage, and like Kenneth Walker doesn't. I didn't think he was ever one guy that could get like that much of a workload, especially with his injuries in the past. You know, as of right now, they're bringing out the stage here. Yeah. Oh, did they didn't announce the MVP yet? Did they?
No, I did also predict Walker to be the MVP. And the craziest part is, in our predictions, I actually got a good bit of them right, and I didn't place any of them. I placed a ton that wasn't actually right. So, yeah, kind of annoying, but you know, I guess what are you gonna do? We did our best, but I mean, I think the worst part is that this game was just really boring.
Yeah, I mean, also, I guess we can talk about the halftime show. I thought it was good, but I was expecting a little more.
I was too.
As a Bad Bunny fan, like some of his songs that I was expecting to hear, they either barely played, for like maybe like 20 seconds.
I think the set was really cool. Yeah, the message he played was really cool. But yeah, like he has so many really good songs, and some of the really good songs, like Monaco, like you predicted to start, he played for maybe like, I don't know, 15 seconds, and then granted, like you have 14 minutes.
Yeah, which is short. I'm surprised they should give him longer, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like no one cares about the halftime talk by the people. Yeah. And also, like Lady Gaga coming out, people were saying Travis Scott might come out for some reason.
Yes.
And yeah, like Lady Gaga just sang her own little thing, which like, you know, kind of just threw it in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which was strange. And one of the biggest no-shows of the entire day was Mark Wahlberg. And you may be asking yourself, who cares if Mark Wahlberg was on in this game? Well, you know, we got some free bets on Kalshi, or whatever it's called. And we were like, screw it. Let's place some bets. And Vinny apparently had his brother's friend of a friend guaranteed that Mark Wahlberg would be at this Super Bowl. So we put all of our bets in on Mark Wahlberg to be at the Super Bowl.
It kind of turned into, I don't know if it was a meme or what, but like then everyone started doing that, and then people were saying that it was a hoax.
Yeah.
But like there's yet to be any, like he still has a chance, like there's yet to be any contradictory evidence, but he just hasn't posted anything, wasn't on the Jumbotron or anything. So like there's a chance, like they're still active right now.
Yeah.
But they just haven't said anything. Just kind of sums up the whole game. I mean, you know, was hoping for a bit more. Like, if we could have had, like, a Seahawks-Rams Super Bowl. I mean, we knew
Seahawks,
the Patriots offense
Seahawks
was going to underperform.
Would have been great.
Or Seahawks-Broncos if Bo Nix wasn't hurt.
Like, I think anyone else. The Patriots just, they weren't a very good team. And that's really what it comes down to. They scored 13 points, and you're like, oh, they scored 13 points. They basically didn't, like.
Yeah, they had a deep Collins kick. Like, that was the game. They weren't really,
they were down 19
realistically. Nothing. Yeah, like, it wasn't, like, realistic.
Yeah.
They were never in once. It was never a one-score game.
And after the field goals, which, who knows if their kicker is going to get. I think Kenneth Walker is going to be a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
MVP.
If they didn't. Like, honestly, if they didn't start, like, score a touchdown at the end and he kicked, like, one more or two more, he could have very well. Like, he was plus 1,000 at one point, which was, like, fourth or fifth favorite odds.
Mm-hmm.
Which would have been funny, but. Yeah, man. The Seahawks are currently celebrating, so, you know, Gotta give your congrats to them.
Oh yeah, they had I mean,
crazy season,
great season.
Cooper Kupp got a
second ring for Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, Shahid gets one. That's nice.
So I mean,
Kenneth Walker. Pretty
the Patriots, I think, shouldn't hang their head too big. I think they had a really good season, but
especially for a rebuild, like going from a very losing record last year, they still got a young QB, pretty young. Squad, like some young guys in general.
Yeah, so and they were actually like fairly close. If they didn't lose to the Steelers,
and the Gatorade is yellow.
Wow.
So whoever had that bet, good job there.
Yeah. If they hadn't lost to the Raiders, Steelers, and then I forget who else they lost to. I mean, they would have been undefeated up until this point, but you know, yeah, it's crazy. The NFL season's over.
Just like that.
The NFL season is over.
I mean, I guess we say commercial-wise, there was some...
I wouldn't even say there's that many good ones. I can't really think of any, like...
There's a lot of AI commercials. Yeah. Which, whatever.
I guess the Coinbase one was fun.
That one caught... Yeah, that one caught
the karaoke.
Everyone off guard.
I enjoyed that.
But besides that... Like, I'm not... There's not many things I'm remembering right now.
Yeah, agreed. There's still commercials going on. This is definitely going to be one of those Super Bowls that, you know... Other than we made some really good food. So that was
That was good, you know.
That was a bonus. But other than stuff like that, this will probably be a Super Bowl that I don't usually think too much about, other than the fact that I guess it was Super Bowl. Because, like, I'll still think back to... the Rams Patriots Super Bowl and think, oh my god, like every time a Super Bowl comes around you're thinking, oh, I hope it's not like that one, which you look at the
is higher scoring, and
it's higher scoring and yet the same amount of boredom, I think.
And but back then we couldn't place bets, so maybe in a way
I think the fact that we placed so many bets and none of them hit was also
Nobody expected the game to go like this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, all the stat padding actually helped out the bettors at the end. But, yeah, so, who knows? I think, overall, it was a great season, you know? Great season for the pod.
Yeah, I had a lot of good games throughout the year. Fantasy football was interesting this year. So, you know, a lot to... be happy on as we close the season.
And, you know, we'll probably be back next year, hopefully.
Yeah, have a little break, a little off-season break, as always.
Draft coming to Pittsburgh?
Yeah, which, I mean, I don't plan on going, but...
Oh, what? I think...
I don't know how to even get tickets.
I'm not sure either, but I think it would be fun to go. Packers don't have a first-round pick, but I think it would be fun. That's something cool.
Yeah, cool environment, I guess.
But
they're still with these ads.
Yeah. There's an AI ad playing right now, which...
Yeah, I feel like it's so obvious when companies... I don't think some, like, older people don't understand, but, like...
Yeah.
It's so obvious.
That's something that I just do not like. I don't know.
Because they're so cheap to make.
Yeah. But, you know, I think... I mean, do you have anything else to say about this game? I guess we won't know... We could, I guess, wait until
the MVP comes out. It's easily Kenneth Walker.
Yeah, I would agree. It's going to be Kenneth Walker.
I would bet he's minus like 800 right now.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, overall, it was a good year. Good year for the pod, so a lot to reflect on as we close out the season.
Yeah, agreed. And now we're on to baseball. I guess looking into the future, this is in FanDuel. Seahawks are favorited next season at plus +750, then Rams.
Packers are up there.
Ravens. Ravens have the third best odds.
I would just parlay that no.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
Yeah, Packers are up there, which you love to see. Chargers are up there. Honestly, kind of surprising, some of these teams that are up there.
Whoa. Mark Wahlberg's up to 73%.
Is he actually?
Wait. Can we get a confirmation?
I might have to cash this out. This is breaking news, guys.
Wait, don't cash out.
You do not understand. We spent all game. Dude, yeah, it's up to $67.
Wait. I'm seeing a post. Leonardo DiCaprio is on the Jumbotron.
Dude, why would he be up to 60?
There must be... Okay, wait. Can we get a confirmation live on the podcast here? Is Mark Wahlberg at the Super Bowl?
This would be absolutely massive.
Because that's a... Yeah, granted these are all free bets, but I would earn $150.
Yeah, that would be...
And then on second thought, maybe this wasn't that bad of a Super Bowl.
Yeah, now that I think about it, this Super Bowl is actually pretty good. If we could actually win this bet, because that would be electric. That would make...
I mean, I just don't know where people are seeing this, but like...
Dude, but maybe people are just tanking it up. Like,
feel he's like... down to 20. Oh, he's up to 50. Yeah, it's too much. Now he's...
Dude, I should have cashed.
It might be glitching. It's hard to tell.
I should have cashed out. Never mind. Super Bowl sucked. Dude,
yeah. All right. I think we're dragging around here. I'm assuming Kenneth Walker's going to win here, so we don't need to just drag around.
But, yeah, so that is all we got for this episode and this season of the Play Action Podcast. You know, we thank you guys for listening, all of our very loyal fans, and, yeah, you got anything else for him?
No, just thank you. Thank you for sticking with us through the season. We'll enjoy the time off and, you know, maybe check out baseball season, whatever else. Yes. And then, you know, we plan to be back in, I guess, in August.
Yeah, around
so
there.
So, got a pretty big break, but hope everyone has a nice spring, summer. And, yeah, we will see you guys in the next one.
Peace.